Hey, Black woman, quick question for you. How many books did you read last year? 2, 3, 50? Congratulations. If you read 50 or more books last year, you are the top 1%. Let's get into it.
You're listening to a Black Woman's Podcast with your host, Nikki Porche.
Now, you hear my voice kind of scratchy. It's because I am battling a cold. I don't get colds often, scratch that. I used to not get colds often when I always wore my mask. So I'm bringing masks back. You know, bringing sexy back, I'm bringing masks back because this cold has been kicking my ass the last couple weeks. But we're not talking about that today. Today, we are talking about your reading habit. Now, if you grew up the way I grew up, reading was one of those things you enjoyed doing. You can get lost in the book. You can find your imagination. And part of it was because cable, television, social media wasn't a big thing when I was growing up, right? I was excited if, you know, we went to Blockbuster. We didn't have cable in our home growing up. Grew up with a single parent, so that was not a priority. We were happy to have light more than we were to have cable. I digress. With that being said, I was introduced to reading at a very young age. I remember having the chicken pox when I was about four or five. I had the chicken pox and I was sick. I was sleeping and I woke up an old lady, my grandmother, for those who do not know, I call my grandmother old lady, but old lady was cooking in the kitchen. And I remember waking up and I'm like, oh, where's my mom? And she's like, oh, she went to the library. And I was hot. I was like, what you mean she went to the library without me? Call the library. Tell her I'm up and to come pick me up so that I can go too. And I was just like, I remember I was just crying nonstop because this woman went to the library without me. How dare she go to a place where everybody knows my name? Doesn't wake me up, doesn't take me. So my love for books started at a very, very young age. I was always a person like I'm a read to get my pizza. There was a time when we were go to Great Adventures, Six Flags. If you read a number of books, you can get a free ticket. I was always winning these contests because I love to read books. Have you ever seen any of my lives or even been inside my house? I have books everywhere. And there was a guy who came over one time, and I remember he came over and he's like, you read all these books? Like, what? But it wasn't until I went to his place and he had not one book. There was only one book to be spotted. And that was probably the last time I slept with him too, if I'm being honest. With all that being said, if you read 5 books in 2023, you are the top 33% of all Americans. What they're saying is that less than 46% of people finished books last year. Now, I know some of you probably started books and did not finish. DNR, did not read, did not finish, DNF. So I have some of the stats and they're saying like, if you read 5 books, you are the top 33%. But if you read more than 50 books, you are the top 1% of all Americans. But if you're in that range of 20 to 40, you're the top 15%. So go ahead and let people know that you are elite. Unique, that's what you are. Because people are not reading books. And we see this so often on social media. The comprehension skills are not the same. People don't even know how to form sentences because of just the quick clicks that they see on social media. So with that being said, of course, you know, if I see a problem, I must do something. I cannot just sit on problems and do nothing about it. We start a book club, a Black Woman's Book Club is kicking off this month, and we are starting with one of my favorites, The Year of the Yes by Shonda Rhimes. Now, this is a book that I read every year, so I'm inviting you to read it with me. And for those of you who are wondering, Nikki, why do you read this book every year? One, it's very inspirational. It's a very inspirational book. If you read the book, you know how inspirational it can be. But also, the first time I read it, I didn't get it. I read the book, and I was just like, oh, okay, this is cute, and I put it down. And there was something about 3 years ago that made me revisit the book. I don't remember exactly what it was. No, I do remember. I had started watching Grey's Anatomy. I have a friend, shout out to my friend, shout out to Tyrone. He was talking about Grey's Anatomy and all this stuff, whatever. So like, let me check the show out. And the show was intriguing. The show, it hooked me. I got hooked. So whenever I get hooked on something, because I am an obsessor, when I get hooked on something, I need to find out as much as I can. That's the researcher in me. That's the book lover in me, right? I need to find out as much as I can. And I read the book again. I was like, oh, well, I read her book, but it really didn't stick out to me. So I read it again. And after reading it the second time, it really hit home. There was a lot of things in it that I did not catch the first time. Then when I read it the third time, there were even more lessons in it. And it reminds me to say yes. I shared on my Instagram, you're following me on Instagram, I shared a post about me doing a challenge with my best friend Shanae. She gets me in so many things. She ropes me in so many things. And how I had to record myself all day. And I said yes. Of course I said yes. It's the year of the yes. It's always the year of the yes. I'm currently reading year of the yes. So I said yes. And I quickly realized I'm not about that life. I am not daily vlogger influencer gal. That's not me. But however, I said yes because you cannot say no to things you've never done before. You shouldn't say no to things you've never done before. And this is something that I learned in this book. There's things I knew already, but it was reinforced by reading this book. So I'm inviting you all to read books with me with a Black Woman's Book Club. Now, how does this work? Sunday, February 25th, I will be meeting virtually with you all to talk about Years of Yet. We're going to talk about the book, talk about lessons. We're going to have a virtual book club. You can sign up for this book club over at ablackwomanswebsite.com/ablackwomansbookclub. Put the information up and in there and, you know, you'll get the notification to join me online Sunday, February 25th at 11 a.m. ET. With that being said, on February 18th, between 11 and 2 p.m., I will be live on TikTok reading this book. If you've never experienced a readathon on TikTok, check it out. If you have the book, whether it's digital, whether it's paperback, whether it's hardback, I would love for you to be part of the readathon. Let's show the world that Black women do read books by Black women together. All these details can be found on a Black woman's website. If you're not subscribed to my emails, what are you waiting for? Because I email out every Monday. On Mondays, you get a Monday motivation. A personal note from me to reflect the podcast, some stuff that I have going on, and you know, whatever else I'm putting, like put it in there. So subscribe to my email. Also, read a book. Make that your goal. Let me know. Send me a text. Or don't send me a text. I'm not giving you my phone number. Send me a DM or an email. Email me at ablackwoman@buyfromablackwoman.org or send me a DM on the Instagrams. All roads lead to Rome. And let me know, how many books are you reading this year? Are you going to join my book club? And of course, remember, you got this, Black woman.